John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be in town next Saturday night at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. The one, the only, the man with dirt in a cup, Brian Regan. Hey, Brian.
Hey, John, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Now, I've got to ask, because I'm going to go back, because I remember when I first saw Nunchucks and Flamethrowers. Are you really Facebook friends with Kim Jong-un?
I've had people ask that. No, I was being absurd, but I can understand how people might think that that was a real thing.
Okay, all right. I mean, not swapping recipes for dog or anything like that?
If we were Facebook friends, that would be the first thing I would ask.
When I saw that special, you were really happy over the fact that you had lost a bunch of weight. Are you still doing good with that?
I'm trying to hang in there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There are different levels of putting on a couple of pounds.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It used to be I would put on my underwear, and then that was it. And then you gain a few pounds, you put on your underwear, and your waistband flips over.
Yes.
And it just keeps going, man. And it used to be you'd have to bend over for it to flip over. And then it got to the point where I would just put them on, and they would just flip over right away.
So. You know when it really gets bad? And this happened to me a few weeks ago, which put me back on my diet, is not only did the underwear flip over, but the waistband on the sweatpants flipped over with them. Right? And it's like, okay, you're getting out of hand.
I had a guy on my Twitter feed who saw that bit, and he sent a picture of his belt, and the belt just completely loops out like a U. You know, like, this is what happens when you gain 40 pounds.
How are you doing with the aging process? You doing all right with that?
Yeah, I'm still hanging in there. I wish I was 40. Yeah. You know, I'm up there. I've been around a long, long time.
I've got your beat, so don't cry to me.
I used to do jokes about President Taft.
But do you do anything to stay active? Are you into any sports?
Not that much, man. I like to play golf. Which is not, it's not the kind of thing that's going to
shed pounds.
Help you out health-wise.
Yeah, right, but, right.
I'm terrible at the game. It's my number one passion outside of comedy, other than family. And I'm absolutely terrible at it. So it's so bizarre that I like to go out and shoot 110 on the golf course.
You ever try anything else? You ever, like, are you into running?
No.
No. I live with the same theory. Why put all of this weight against the smallest bones in my body?
You know what? I was out on the road. I go down to the health club of the hotel I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the treadmill, and I look, and I see this other guy on the treadmill, right? He's, like, up ahead of me. And the guy is, like, practically walking. I'm, like, thinking, does this guy think he's running? And then I realized that the mirrors were set up in a way where I was looking at myself. It was so bizarre. That's me.
I mean, now you're a Sunshine State kind of guy. You're originally from Florida. You're living in Vegas. What about tennis? That's a good outdoor sport.
Ah, man. Years ago, I had a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to try to play tennis with her rather than all the boring workout stuff.
Okay.
And she beat me every time. And then one day, I beat her, and she didn't say anything. She didn't, you know, I thought she would say, hey, wow, congratulations, you beat me. I didn't want to say anything.
Right.
And it was like a cool feeling for me. I'm like, wow, she's pretty good, and I beat her. And then we're putting the rackets away, and she said, I have an announcement to make. And I said, what's that? She said, my husband and I, we're letting everybody know that I'm 5 months pregnant.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, dude. I just beat a pregnant woman. I beat the both of you.
Brian Regan is appearing next Saturday night at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. And as a matter of fact, I've got 3 pair of tickets that I can give away right now to Brian's show. So give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Brian, it is always a pleasure. Thank you for taking the time.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate the support.
You are always welcome. You know that.
All right. Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.